गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माई मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर परमाराध्यतम नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णुपाशिष्म भक्तिविदा भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णुपाद सुत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। वी आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम थ्री डेज हियर अबाउट जगदानंद प्रेमा प्रेम विवर्त एंड इन दिस कनेक्शन वी हैव डिस्कस सो मेनी थिंग्स। वंस I remember in anywhere walking, I told all the devotees that in Shastra everywhere it is written, Vrindavanam pratyaj padekam na gacchati. Krishna Vrajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar, for a moment he cannot give up Vrindavan. So he is always in Vrindavan. And also, you know that when any person has so much affection and love, in what place he wants to reside there? I think from Mathura and Dwarka, millions time Krishna can enjoy love and affection in Vrindavan with mother, father, friends and gopis. So why he left Vrindavan, Brajamandal? And also we see that when Krishna and Baldev are coming with a crew to Mathura to kill Kans, at that time all the gopis surrounding him and bitterly weeping, then he came from the chariot and he promised, I must come, I will return three times. So he promised that. So Krishna satsang sankalpa, what he desires it is fulfilled. And also Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told, Krishna trisatya, satasya yoni, satasya nihitam. So many things that satya comes from Krishna. The embodiment of Krishna is satya. So, how it became that Srila Nanda Baba came from Braj with Krishna but returned empty? No Krishna. Being sad, he returned back. So, how it is this? How it became? How the words of Krishna that he has promised that I will come. And secondly, oh, Vrindavanam pratyaj padekam na gacchati. Vrindavan always is rejected. Then where this is? He can answer you. But brief 15 minutes.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances and the request of my Paramaratna Guru Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Astotar Sata Sishma Dhukti Vedanta Sarva Manga Sai Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parivrajakacharya Vajya, Astotar Sata Sishma Dhukti Vedanta Sarva Narayana Sai Maharaj. I offer my humble obeisances and the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Lila Purusham Vishnupad, Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Keshava Gosvami Maharaj, and Nitya Lila Purusham Vishnupad, Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I give my obeisances to all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here in this Harikatha from Śrīla Gurudeva Lotus Feet, headed by the Dandi Sannyasis and disciple of Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Śrīla Gurudev raised very nice point. Sometime in Mathura and in this tour, Śrīla Gurudev discussed this thing during his morning walk. Always Gurudev told that God is love, love is God, means God is the embodiment of love. And Gurudev told also, in this world, all living beings want happiness, no one wants to suffer. Why? Because we are part and parcel of God. So Krishna is full of love, so all living beings want love. Gurudev raised the question that Krishna get millions and millions and billions and trillions time of love in Vrindavan, more than Mathura and Dwarka. Why Krishna left Vrindavan and came to Mathura and Dwarka? Second one, when Krishna is coming along with the crew, when he was coming on the way, gopis checked Krishna's chariot. Then Krishna promised, I say to the Uttakoi. Krishna promised three times, I must return, I must return, I must return. So we have seen externally that Krishna never returned. How we can reconcile these two points? Śrīla Gurudev told, Srimad Bhagavatam in mention, Sattam, Trisattam, Sattasya Jani, Nitanya Satte, Sattasya Sattatmaka Sattanetram, Sattatmaka Tansaranam Prapate. Krishna is truth. And all of Krishna is the origin of all truth. And the present, past and future always is true. And all truth is embodied in Krishna. So Krishna is embodiment of truth. So Krishna never tells lie. Where he desired, where he wants, he always coming true. So when Krishna told to his beloved gopis, I return, it must be true. So how he can reconcile these two points that he get loves and he is true? So Gurudev told that Krishna, just like Srimati Radhika has three manifestations, Samyogini, Vyogini and Vrishabhanu Nandini. Vrishabhanu Nandini never come out of Vrindavan. And second one, Samyogini, during solar eclipse, who went to Kurukshetra, she was one manifestation of Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and her name is Samyogini. The third one, when Uddhava came Braj, sent by Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and he saw that gopis are lamenting in Nandagaon. That Radhika was Vyogini, manifestation of Vrishabhanu Nandini. In the same way, Krishna also Brajanandan, Samsundan, another is Mathures, another is Dwarakesh. That Vrindavanam Parityajya Padamekam Na Gacchati. The Brajanandan, Samsundan, he never give up Vrindavan for several long time. Not even one step from Vrindavan. And how we can reconcile this? And Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, all Brajavasis love Krishna so much, more than even their own life. How they can allow Krishna to come out of Vrindavan to Mathura? Even when one Krishna wants to come, Nanda Baba wants to take him. Mother Yashoda hides Krishna under his bed. No, I will not send my Krishna. Nanda Bhagavan wrote that I must see Krishna in me totally. And why Krishna went there? Because Nanda Bhagavan is a landlord. And there are so many landlords in Braj and other places. And Kamsa is king. If they not follow king's order, they may make any chaos. So to please Kamsa, Nanda Bhagavan went along with Krishna and other sakhas. When they arrived in Mathura, after that same day Krishna went to visit Mathura Nagari, the city of Mathura, and he go break the bow. And next day when he went in the arena of Kamsa, then he killed the mad elephant Kubalabhi and Chanur Mustik, gigantic form of the wrestler. Krishna and Baladev killed both of them, Chanur and Mustik. After Krishna killed Kamsa, after killing Kamsa, he wanted to come where Nandava is situated in the bank of Jamuna. But Vasudev, Devaki, Ugrasen, Akru and other associates of Vasudev Maharaj did not allow Krishna to come to Nandava. They are telling, oh, you are my son. If you fear of you, Kamsa, he will take you to Nandagaon, Nandagokul. So you cannot go anywhere else. Whenever Krishna tries his level best to come out from there to meet with Nanda Baba, all of them will be charming. After 2 days, three days after Kamsa killed, Nanda Baba was sitting all alone in chair, gulakad, and always lamenting and weeping. Why Krishna Baladev is not coming? They forget me completely? What is the going to be happen for me? Third day evening, after dusk, little dark, Krishna and Baladev came to Nanda Baba. And sitting Nanda Baba's lap, they are talking to Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba weeping bitterly. Oh Krishna, oh Baladev, how you can forget me completely? Krishna told Baba, and Baladev told Baba, I never forget you. We want to come to you, but they are allowed to come. Today we came in hiding away. They are telling that, oh, you are son of myself, not Nanda, just the son. And Baladev Prabhu told Baba, father of five kinds, Janmanata, Vayasrata, Yasakanna Vivahita, Upanita, Mantra Padeshta, like five types of father. But after birth, could not take care, but who take care properly is some real father. Oh Baba, although I am son of Vasudev Maharaj, but I never take care of myself. You protect me, nourish me, like I am protecting our people of eyes. So you are my real father. So I don't want to stay with Vasudev Devaki and others for a second even also. Nanda Baba thought, oh, no. 6 sons of Vasudev Maharaj were killed by Kamsa. If I take you away from here, then all will blame me. Oh, Nanda is so selfish, self-interest. He took his own son Krishna and Baladev also. Better he can stay here, I can take Krishna and I go back to Nanda Gokul. Baladev thought, no, I cannot stay without Krishna. What to do now? Now it's a dilemma. And Krishna told Baba, may I say something? Nanda, yes, you can say something what you want to tell. Krishna told Baba, I have one suggestion. If I go, Baladev cannot stay without me. And if I go, and Baladev will go, then your friend, Vasudev and Devaki and Ugrasanata, they will die. And they will blame you. I don't want someone will blame you. So it will be better if I stay few more days or sometime more allowing Baladev Prabhu. Some demons are here killing them and consoling Vasudev, Devaki, Prasanna, others. I will return to Braj. Hearing this, Nanda heartbroken, he began to weep bitterly. After that, Krishna gave some ornaments and very nice cloth. Nanda returned to Braj weeping bitterly without Krishna. Is it possible? Nanda Baba, he can give up his life. He cannot give up Krishna. We have seen about Marjada Purushottam Lord Ramchandra. When Lord Ram went to exile, Dasharatha Maharaj did his separation. Ha Ram, Ha Ram, Ha Ram, and finished. And Nanda Baba has much more love for Krishna than Dasharatha Maharaj has love for Lord Ram. How we can tolerate this? Our Purvacharya, Srila Vishwanatha Thakur, has reconciled this thing and showed us how Krishna wants only love, and where he can much more love, he can stay there only, not Mathura and Dharaka. So here, Jagmaya showed two manifestations. One manifestation, that's one Prakat Prakash and the Aprakat Prakash. In one manifestation, the Nandava came alone without Baladev and Sri Baladev and Sri Krishna, weeping bitterly, lamenting bitterly. And Sakas also coming, became very sad. Other than Srila Vishwakarma soul and Gurudev explained us, as we put in America, that Nanda Baba is coming with Gulabka, Sri Krishna and Sri Baladev Prabhu, and other Sakas, they are coming from Mathura to Nanda Gokul. They are laughing, joking, eating, and coming back to Vrindavan. And other times Sri Gurudev told, so here where Krishna get love, he always be there. So this is the proof. Krishna get much more love in Vrindavan. So he came back with Nanda Baba. In this context, Sri Gurudev told, when Krishna said Uddha, Gachuddha Prajam Soma Piti No Piti Mahabha, Gopin Nanam Vyogadhi Mat Sandesayi Mochaya. He said Uddha to console his parents and the all Prajavasis, especially Gopis. Uddha is thinking, oh, how I can give up Krishna and go to Braj? Not possible for me at all. Krishna told Uddha, I am partly here and completely in Braj. If you go, you can realize all this thing. When Uddha about to enter Braj, when entering Nanda Gokul, the time came about dusk. The time of that cow raising Krishna is to come back. When he entered, that Jogmaya showed him that Krishna was in Braj. He saw all Brajavasis very happy. Some are telling, lo, go, choro means, lo means, I have milk, please take this pot, bring another pot. Choro means, untie the cow, by this way, how they are milking, that process is going on. And everywhere, they are giving kiwi, so nice fragrance is coming. The cows are jumping like swan and all are happy. Uddha thought, oh, this is really true. Krishna told, I am completely in Braj. And all Brajavasis, especially gopis, what they are doing? Govinda Damo Dharma Kapeti, Govinda Damo Dharma Kapeti, Govinda Damo Dharma Kapeti, Govinda Damo Dharma Kapeti. After next moment, Uddha saw all Brajavasis lamenting for Krishna. So here also, Uddha saw two things, that Krishna is completely in Braj. So here also, our Srila Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Gurudev heard from him that Krishna always in Braj. So Krishna never come out from Braj. The second question Gurudev raised, that Krishna told, I must return, I must return, I must return. Because this is the proof, he came back with Nanda Baba in another places. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur has explained that after some time Krishna came back in Braj after killing Dantavakra, the brother of Sisupal. Coming in Braj, he took all Brajavasis and went into eternal abode, means of Prakat Vrindavan. So by this way you can reconcile that Krishna never step out from Vrindavan, where he can love, he loves, he lives there, and what Krishna promised. He came back and taking all Brajavasis went to Aprakat Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Now, Jagdanand is, Prabhu is writing. Gorarami, Gorarami. मुखे बोलले नहीं चले। गोरार आचार गोरार विचार लैले फल फले। He telling that if you are telling, oh, how Gauranga, Gauranga, Gaur, Gaur, by only speaking, uttering the name of Gaur will not do. You will have to follow the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Achar, how he
behaved.
As a sannyasi, he never made fair any lady. Very little taking prasadam. Very simple life. So we'll have to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching and also how he behaved. Both. Otherwise, no fruit. Lok dekhan gora bhaja tilak matra dhari. Only mota mota tilak.
5 kilo.
And tulsi mala very big big. And chanting 5 kilo. And doing like this, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna.
Oh, this will not do. Oh, you cannot be saved. Kali will attack and he will swallow you. So only tilak, kanthi mala is not sufficient. It is needed. But main thing to follow the character of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his instruction both. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that only preaching will not do. If you are not following the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna or Gurudev, then it is like a karma, no bhakti. And one who is only doing preaching only, so like this, and only one bhajanandi, always doing bhajan, nothing to do with preachings. But Haridas Thakur preaching and following all the teachings. So we must follow Haridas Thakur. We must preach. Our Guru Parampara has done. But they have always follow Rupa Sanatan and others. Sankhya Purvaka Namadan Natibi Kalavasani Kritau Nidrahar Bihar Kadi Vijitau Chatanta Dinau Chajau Radha Krishna Gurasmade Mudharimande Nasambod Bande Rupa Sanatan Raghu Jugau Sri Jeeva. What they have done. So you will have to follow. Then he is acharya, otherwise not. Lok dekhan gora bhaja tilak matra dhari gopane te atyachar gora dhare chubi. Oh, big big mala, big big tilak, everything. But gopane te atyachar. What meaning? Gopane te?
Doing nonsense secretly.
If you're
doing nonsense secretly. Hiding from others.
Then Gaurchandra is sarvajna, he knows everything. He will know and reject it. Choto Haridas Thakur, he has not done anything. But for example, he gave punishment. He went to one of the
associates
of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 80 years old,
84,
Madhvi Devi, to bring some rice for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And some Vaishnav sent him to bring. Bhagavan Das.
And when he returned back, and when Mahaprasad was given to him, oh, very good rice, very tasteful sweet, who has brought? Oh, Choto Haridas. From where? Oh,
Madhavi Devi.
Madhavi Devi. Oh, he should not come to me. I would never see his face. Perhaps there was some young lady, he may have seen him. So, he was so strict, he went to prayer and left his body in Ganges. Mahaprabhu told, oh, swa karma phal bhog ma. As he did, he should test his fruit. So always, you should be always
careful.
Very careful. Adha patan hobe bhai, koile kuthi nati. This is very bad. Nama parad. Tumar bhajan hobe mati. If unknowingly a person doing, criticizing, even like Jagai Madhai, beating to Nityananda Prabhu, it is like a sin, not a prayer. But when knowingly you are doing the same thing, then it is Namaparad. Very, 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 very
serious, dangerous.
Serious for bhajan. Nam laya jekare paap hoy aparad. Those who are thinking that by doing chanting name, by all sins will aparad will go away. And again he is doing, then it is nama aparad. Mahaprabhu becomes unsatisfied from them. Nam karite kost nai. Oh, he is telling, why you fear? In chanting name there is nothing. Very easy, very easy. Osta spandan Hare Krishna. Or Nam Sankirtan. And Mahaprabhu will be satisfied. I told you a story of Sanatan Goswami, how he
rejected
jewels.
Touchstone.
And how that Brahmin came and he told, I want that. So Nam is so costly, you should know what you can have by services, job, by business. More than that, you can have by name. You can see Shankar, Mahadeva, Shankar. He has nothing. Always naked. But what he will give? Anything you like.
What you
anything.
Want.
Because why he gives? Oh, by the power of name chanting. Always chanting name. So he can give anything, even mukti. He can give. Achha. Tundabandhe Chitravanse Samantabu Hoy. If you cannot chant, then mind or smaranam.
Remember.
Yes, sir. Very easily, nothing to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In mind, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This will also do. Sarva Pap. Khaye jive mukhya phalodaye bahujanma archane te yehi phaldhare. Thousand and thousands birth you are doing archan, then Ram will come in your turn. Then one day One day, Raghunath Das Goswami asked Swarup Damodar that, "O Prabhu, I want to know something. Ki vastu ki riti, what is love? I want to know. You should tell me that I can understand. Prem is very, very
high.
There is no outer anything, internal. Vidyapati Chandidas je priti varnan karle. Vidyapati Chandidas. What they have written in their books, Patya, Padya means Kirtan. O se priti, that very love and affection I cannot understand. By their writing, it seems that male and female bodily
relation
is love. But it cannot be transcendental. How? Prakrit kam is not transcendental of prakrit prem. Different it must be. So how Vidyapati Chand and
Chandidas,
they have told? So please tell me. Prabhu has given me in your hands and in your guidance. So please tell me what is priti, prem. Then Swarup Damodar began to tell. Ami means Swarup Damodar, Raramananda or Gadadhar Pandit. They know everything. But this priti, what is?
Nobody knows.
We cannot explain what is priti. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself will inspire, then we can tell something. So I am praying that, O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inspire me that I can give you answer. And then he began to tell. Chandidas Vidyapati Karnamrit Rayer Prigiti Esab Amulya Shastra Jana. You should know that the writing, the Kirtan of Chandidas Vidyapati, Krishna Karnamrita of Bilva Mangal, and Rayer Giti. Rayargiti means Raya Ramananda, Pahila Hirag, Nayan Bharan Bhenga, and so many things, high class. These are Amulya. Amulya Shastra. Amulya means cost. There is no cost.
No mundane cost. Priceless.
Oh, priceless.
Beyond mundane price.
Esabe nahit kam, in these books, there is no prakrit kam,
mundane
lust and but any person reading himself, not with Vaishnava, then he must know that, oh, male and female only relation is prem. Like Sahajiya in Radha Kunda, everywhere. Istri Purush Vivaran, Jekichu Tahar Varana, what they have written in their books, male and female relation, oh, that is Upama. Upamans, you know?
Compare about
Like, oh, sun is on the tree,
moon,
Moon is on the tree. Moon is not on the tree. It is in the sky, very high. But from here we see that, oh,
top of the tree.
That tree, moon is there. But really not. So with comparison, they have given these things. But really there are aprakrit, transcendental. Prakrit kam varnan, tahe Krishna darshan. Oh, where this is lust, worldly, mundane, oh, there is no Krishna, no Radhika, no love, nothing. Piriti, piriti, piriti bole. Piriti bujhilo ke? Is telling. Piriti, piriti, piriti. But who knows this piriti? This is the hidden treasure of Golok Vrindavan. In this world, no priti. What we see, priti, oh, only lust and other things. Jejana priti bujhite pare, a person who will know, realize what is priti. At once he will be gopi without delay. If anyone know that what is priti, at once without delay, by yog maya, he will be braj gopi. Priti boliya tin ti akhar, priti three letters.
Three syllable.
आखर विदित भुवन माझे जहां ते पसिल से तो मजिल कि आर कलंक लाजे दैट प्रीति इफ इट विल कम इन एनीवन्स हार्ट ही विल नॉट सर्वाइव बाय दिस बॉडी ही विल हैव टू गिव अप दिस बॉडी बिकॉज this mortal body cannot tolerate that pain. If that priti comes in anyone's heart, at once he will be totally absorbed in Krishna prem, priti. Oh, then he will give up all his lajja, shame. एवं प्रतस्व प्रिय नाम कृत्या जातानुरागो दिप्रचित्त उच्चै हसत्त तोरो ददति गायति
नित्य
इफ एनी वन हैज ब्रिज दिस पिरिति एट वंस एवं प्रतस्व प्रिय नाम गोविंद दामो ओ हियर देयर ही विल हियर एंड देयर वेयर हिज क्लोथ्स आर गॉन हिज नेकेड आर व्हाट हु विल टेल व्हाट नथिंग नथिंग. He will give up everything. And he will be totally absorbed in chanting. Sometimes doing nitya, sometimes rolling down on the earth, sometimes weeping, and sometimes
laughing.
Nothing. He will be in mucchavastha. Mucha means?
Unconsciousness.
गोपी ब्रज गोपी हैया चिद्दे स्मरिया जड़े र संबंध छाड़े विषय आश्रय शुद्ध अवलंबन परखिया रस बाढ़े एंड देन ही विल बी ब्रज गोपी वन ऑफ द मेड सर्वेंट ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका एंड ही विल गिव अप ऑल वर्ल्डली फॉर रिलेशंस एंड डिजायर्स एट ऑल. Oh, without Braj, this mood, Parkriya mood, is never seen anywhere. Only in Braj. Otherwise, if any other place, then you should that see that it is lust, not transcendental brain. Now, how to achieve this prem and what is this prem? We should know. First, you should know Adau Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha. Adau Shraddha. By first Sadhu Sangha, by any past Sukritis, you will have this Sadhu Sangha. But you cannot realize, cannot follow. At that time, they will create Shraddha in your heart. What is that Shraddha? Shraddha sabde viswas kahe sudhida nishchay Krishna bhakti kaile sarv karma krita. If I am sarv Krishna, my all what is karma, everything will be done automatic. So see, this is strong belief to the Shraddha is what? Seva Vasana. Krishna Seva Vasana. I will have to serve Krishna. This Vasana is the bees, seed of Bhakti Lata. And it comes from where? Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. That's. And by hearing here now. Second, Sadhu Sangha, what become? Oh, he has faith in Vaishnava and Guru. And then he will accept any high class of qualified Rasik Tattagya Guru. He will serve Vishambhain Guru Shava. He will serve him. Like worldly most beloved anyone.
Bosom friend.
Soulmate. And Guru will teach him how to do bhajan. And after that, that process that Guru has told, he begins to do bhajan. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasya Atmanivedanam. Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravanam, Mathura Vasi Mutte Shabdas. Always Sadhu Sangha, in Adhu Sangha, be in Braja. In Sadhu Sangha, you should chant Hare Krishna. In Sadhu Sangha, you should worship. And also hear Bhagavad. Without Sadhu Sangha, nothing.
Sadhu Sangha common to all.
All. So Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Saru Sangha, Sarvashita. So you should know without Sadhu Sangha, and what kind of Sadhu Sangha? Oh, Swajati Asai and superior than me. In this way, you should go. By this, gradually, Andartha goes. Bhajan is two kinds. Anishthita and Nishthita. Without Nishtha, and after doing, Nishtha comes. Nishtha comes means?
Steadiness.
Steadiness. Not by swabhavik.
Natural.
Not natural. Or by buddhi purvika.
By intelligence.
We should be one pointed to Krishna. Nothing here and there. And I will serve Krishna only to please Krishna. Nothing else. After doing bhajan,
Shravanam Kirtanam. This Shravan Kirtan, Sadhan Bhakti of our two kinds, Vaidhi and Raganuga. Very rare Raganuga. If you will follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line in the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami, your Vaidhi Bhakti will be transferred at once into
Raganuga.
You know, you should know. If you are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami teachings, very soon your bhakti will be transferred into Raganuga. And then Raganuga, Ruchi will come, taste will come, in chanting, in archan, in serving Vaishnava, in cooking, Hari Katha Shravan, everywhere Ruchi will come. Ruchi are also of two kinds. Vastu Vaishishta Anapekkhini, Vastu Vaishishta Apekshini. Apekshini, Anapekshini, both. What meaning? Vastu Vaishishta. When anyone, Nemi Maharaj is doing kirtan with
instrument.
And all instruments are here. Ektara, harmonium, everything, and dogi, tabla, everything.
Pakwaj.
Very good singer, very, very good singer. And if a person like Haridas Thakur, pure Ram he will, but his voice is not so good. No instrument, only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then anyone will not like. He is doing good kirtana. And a taste will come. And sometimes, after that, anapekshini. Anyone is with the instrument and so sweet voice kirtan. No harm. Anyone chanting Shuddha name, at once he will be. At once. So, later on, anapekshini is superior. And after chanting and remembering doing bhajan, then asakti comes. Without chanting, you cannot be. This asakti is also of two kinds. First, asakti in bhajan, shraman, kirtan, smaran. And secondly, by this doing, after some time, then Ishtadev means Krishna, Radha Krishna, conjugal. It will come on Radha Krishna, automatically. First bhajan kriya, asakti, and then asakti in Ishtadev, Radha and Krishna. Thus, if anyone has come to nishtha, buddhi purvika, but not rich, this time is very critical.
Brahmi sthiti.
If any Vishayi, Mayabadi, Istri Sangi, he will associate with them, he will fall down. Because he has no Ruchi. But if Ruchi is there he has crossed the Tatastha line.
Critical.
He will not fall down. Even there is chance, but not fall. Sankirtan.
Brahmi sthiti.
Australian soul. first male, then women.
You all.
Why? Now, oh, then by that comes Shuddha Sattva, Rati or Bhav. Oh, very rare in this world. Shuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma Prema Sujjan Susamya Bhag Ruchvi Chitram Masunya Tidasau Bhav. By remembering the sweet past times and sweet qualities of Krishna and his associates, oh, his heart becomes
melted.
And this melting is like sun, rising sun in the morning. Prema surjansu bhag. Like when sun comes, rays are coming. So, this is like abhas of prema.
Semblance of prema.
What is this Shuddha Sattva? Oh, in the heart of Ashraya Jatiya Bhakta, Brajavasi,
Ragatmik Jan,
how they are serving Krishna? That mood is Shuddha Sattva. Vishesh Atma, their modes of Jashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Sridham, Suval, and especially gopis, especially Radhika. Then, by that following them, oh, that very mode comes, what you want. That is Shuddha Sattva. And after this, oh, Priti comes, Priti. Priti means
prem.
Very rare, a prem will come that you cannot have this mortal body. What is prem? Sarvatha dhvansa rehatam, jadyapi dhvansa karanam, sadbhava bandhanam junusa prema parikritata. What is prem? When there will be so many causes, that prem will go away.
Will break.
Like quarreling, oh, like divorcing in this world, but not there. So many causes will be, but never it will be
broken.
But it will increase. Sadbhav bandhanam juno. So that love between Radha and Krishna, oh, that is called prema. And also, ananya mamata Vishnu mamata prema sangatau bhakti iti uchyate bhishma prahlado dhau narade. Ananya mamata. Bhishma ma, vanatni mahajan, prahlad, uddhau and narad. They have told that ananya mamata Vishnu, minus in Krishna will be, here minus Krishna means Krishna, Radhika, his associates. The minus, understand minus?
Yes, okay.
Possessiveness. Ananya, solely, fully, mamata prema sangata, and that mamata will be with love and affection. Oh, then Prahlad, Bhishma, Narada, they are telling this is called bhakti. One more, samyak mashranito swantu. By hearing transcendental sweet pastimes of Krishna and the qualities, oh, heart melts. Samyak mashranito swantu. Mamata api sankita. Then mamata will come, atisa, like Mother Yashoda. It will come, mamata. And then, bhavo sai eva sandratma. Sandratma. What is sandratma? of highest class of ghanibhut,
condensed
like milk with water, and one condense, then it becomes a ravadi. Very sweet. Kirchora Gopinath Ravadi. So when prem is condensed totally,
half condensed, half become condensed.
Condensed. Then it is called
prem.
Prem. Oh, that prem gradually increases and then becomes sneha. Then sneha are of two kind: madhu sneha, ghrita sneha. Chandravali and his friends.
Ghrita sneha.
Ghrita sneha. And Srimati Radhika and his sakhis.
Madhu.
Ghrit. Ghrit means, you know,
ghee.
If you will mix or some sugar, then it will be sweet. Otherwise, not sweet.
Not tasty.
And madhu, very sweet. Nothing to mix anything. So Chandravalis have no man, and Radharani love with man. So more higher. And then it will come man. Chandravali tells, oh, why this lady Radhika has man always with Krishna? I don't want to see her face. And Radhika tells, oh, she does not know Chandravali what is love. So I don't want to see her face. So, four kinds of these are Swapaksha, Bipaksha,
Tatastha, Suhi.
Chandravali, Padma, Sabya are their group, Ghritasne. And Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Ityadi, Madhusne. They have not only Radhika, his whole sakhis like that. And then Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Mahabhav. What is Mahabhav? Oh, very high. Prem of two kinds. Vishay Jatiya Prem. Krishna is Vishay Jatiya Prem. He has. And Ashraya Jati. Highest Ashraya Prem is in Srimati Radhika. When they meet, and these prems both together goes so highest, then what become? Sarsam Vidya Dasa. What is Sarsam? Only Ashraya Jatiya Radhika will realize this. But she cannot tell. We can know that, oh, Mahabhav is Radhika. How you will realize? By symptoms of sattvic vikar. Dhumai, Jwali, Deepta, Pradeepta, Sudeepta. Oh, we see that all these systems were in the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he went to Jagannath Puri and saw Jagannath, who after long time I have seen my most beloved. And then she fainted there. All the audience and
Parichamans
who are
Gods.
Jagannath. They could not knew that what is. They wanted to take him
and throw him out.
But in the meantime,
Sarvam Bhattacharya.
And he knew, he has read in scriptures. Oh, this is not ordinary thing. This is Mahabhav. It must be that he may be a high class of devotee Mahabhagavat. And then he took him to his house. So this is Mahabhav. And after that, this Mahabhav gradually develops. Then Rudha, Adhirudha. In Adhirudha, Dibyonmad. Like Radhika saw the bees, bamboo bees, and sometimes angry, sometimes polite, sometimes chastising. Very wonderful. And then we see that mood was in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he heard any sweet voice of Bansi and he jumped up in the ocean. 24 hours he was sinking, drowning. Then Sarup Damodar and anyhow how they discovered from the ocean and went there and they were doing kirtan. And by kirtan, oh, at once Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep and tell, why you called me? I was just playing with Radha and Krishna in Jamuna River. So sweet pastimes. How you have taken me out? He began to weep. Oh, this is Dipyonmad and all these things. In Srimati Radhika, we have not seen, it has not told in Bhagavatam, but really it was. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Radha mood, he showed. So this is Prem. This is Piriti. What is in the heart of Radhika? And this also increased more than Madan. Only in meeting, Krishna is sitting, Radhika is sitting in the Krishna lap, and at once, oh, where Krishna, where Krishna, where Krishna? She became mad. This is Madanakhabhav. This is the mood only in the Radhika, nothing, nothing. So this is called Piriti Gau Premanande. In the end, I Madhurena Samapayet. I finished in Madhuras. Now, Lila Purushottam Prabhu. Prabhu. Mahabandhi Prabhu. And daughter, yes, you can come after that. Give this.
No, I'll take this.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. First of all, I'd like to thank Srila Gurudev on behalf of everyone here. This Harikatha today really affected our hearts.
Loudly.
I want to thank, on behalf of everyone here that I have the microphone, I want to thank Srila Gurudev for his Harikatha tonight because it was so heart feeling that reached all of our hearts. So thank you very much. So we have the opportunity, many of you have been hearing about the Florida Beta College over the last few days.
Yes, okay.
Have been hearing about Florida Beta College over the last few days. There's been many classes and different opportunities to hear about the educational programs, hope with our future in education for our Sangha. We were very proud and badger of this last festival that Pujipad Madhava Maharaj was awarded for the first doctorate degree.
Doctor
of philosophy. We'd like to recognize significantly the next doctorate, who has earned his doctorate, and a colleague of ours, and helping very much with our college, who has earned his doctorate in Jyotish Vedic Astrology, on behalf of Florida Beta College, and for the blessings of Srila Gurudev, we'd like to award Srimad Udara Prabhu, Thank you.
my daughter, you should come. What you want?
Loudly, loudly. Loudly.
The Queen has already twice very sweetly encouraged all the devotees here to clean out the Buddha table. Clean out the Buddha table. So I just wanted to inform you guys what are the prizes. So maybe that'll, you know, encourage a little bit. On the Buddha table, most of the things there are just €1 each. So you can stack up as much as possible to come back to your country. The posters are the same situation. You get 25 posters with €25. And I'll give you more special notes just so you can take as much as possible. I wanted to, if you personally maybe don't want to do the distribution yourself, you can sponsor the books for like a Gunga Mountain, for Sannyasi. Sponsor the posters for them, because they're going out preaching and they can give them as gifts.